Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE is Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor. Today, we're looking at the issue for the week of December 6th, taking a look at the Middle East. And this week's cover story looks at Iran. With sanctions against Iran now being applied by the United Nations, the United States, and the European Union, it is becoming increasingly difficult for the country to do business with the West. But Iranians are finding creative ways to export, and their sales to Asia have been surging. Pick up ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. The current issue also has articles on polyethylene terephthalate prices increasing throughout Europe. There is a large supplement in the magazine on global chemical distribution to coincide with the recently completed annual meeting of the National Association of Chemical Distributors. An article on U.S. natural gas reserves being at a 40-year high due to deposits in shale. We also have an article on the Middle East supply chain under strain. It seems with 52 million metric tons a year of new chemical capacity coming on stream by 2015, Middle East ports will be handling unprecedented amounts of material. There is also an article looking at how chemical merger and acquisition will roar ahead in 2011. Mergers and acquisitions activity is set for another strong year as private equity seeks exits and strategic buyers look for deals as a key part of their growth strategies. Quote, the current M&A market is strong and the outlook is very positive for 2011, says Peter Young, president of U.S.-based investment bank Young & Partners. Only a drop into another economic recession or a major hit to the financial system will prevent this improvement in chemical M&A in 2011, end quote. All this and more can be found in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. Thanks for listening and good night.